It's time for high school football on WKHM. Our live coverage of Jackson area football is brought to you by Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffee Soft Water, Aeroquip Credit Union, Grimes Plumbing, Trips Collision Centers, Performance Automotive Northwest, Ghost Energy Drink and Ghost Hydration, Wolverine Seal Coating, Will Be Transit Mix, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, The Protection Center, Alro Metals and Plastics, Avenue Auto, Able Heating and Cooling, and Fuller's Chem Dry. Live high school football is on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, the professor, is in the classroom tonight as we get set to hear live coverage of Lumen Christi football hosting the Ida Blue Streaks. Brian, it's a lovely night. We've been blessed with great weather. I'm going to knock on something wooden here to hope it keeps going as long as we're still doing playoff games. Lumen Christi Titans coming in here, hot streak. They're 9-1 overall. Big win against Dearborn Heights Robichaud last week. Dominating win. It's dominating a game as we've seen all season. 42-8 ends up being the final, but it was over way before that. And we had a running clock midway through the second quarter, mercifully, because if Lumen had left their first team in, they score 100 points. Cadell Williams breaks every state rushing record. I mean, just, no, that's how it felt like Lumen did, was imposing their will on their opponents. I don't think it's going to happen quite like that tonight.
And, Steve, you say Lumen comes in on a hot streak. They're going to get to pair that up with the blue streak of Ida, and we'll see whose streak is better.
Both teams come in 9-1. Ida's only lost this year against a very good Hudson team who's 9-1 themselves, and they lost week one, I think, against Fowler. So since then, Hudson's been on tear two. Last week, Ida dominant also. They beat Dearborn Advanced Tech Academy 56-8, so even outscored Lumen in that tilt. And, they've scored 45 or more points seven times this year. So this is an Ida offense that, with what we've talked about, kind of a straight T or full house T, as it was described, they don't do a lot of tricky things. They don't do a lot of special things. They just go out and play hard-nosed football, and it leads to a lot of points for them this year.
Yeah, and Steve, when you look at that schedule, that jumps off the page at you. You see 40-something, 40-something, 40-something.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy even, because it wasn't like there were some 50s or 60s and an average 40. Yeah. It was like every game they were in the 40s, and they're running behind big Jackson Wurtenberger, just a mountain of a man. I was down on the field standing next to him, and I thought there was two of them.
Yeah, we saw him out at the coin toss looking bigger than everybody around him, and he's going to be a lot to handle for this Titan offensive-defensive line. We know that there's going to be a clash down there in the trenches tonight, and that was talking with some of the people around who are scouting this a little bit, said kind of that thing, you know, they've got a couple big guys on the line, and that's going to be a problem, the matchups down there in the trenches, which is where Lumen Christi usually kind of takes control of games, is down in the trenches.
Yeah, and we said Ida has all these games in the 40s. I'm not looking for that tonight. This is two teams that are both just going to keep it on the ground, and boy, we might have those first quarter when it's done and they both had a possession or something crazy like that.
Yeah, we'll see. It's going to be a battle of wills here in a lot of ways. Cadell Williams, of course, had a huge game last week but got out of there pretty early, so I think the good news for Titan fans who might be listening is that they're pretty healthy at this late point in the year, which is terrifying if you're a Titans opponent to go. They have all this history, they have all this talent, and they're as healthy as they could be. You know, that feels scary as Lumen Christi looks to go for their third straight trip to the finals, this time in Division VI. Meanwhile, this is only the second meeting against Ida. They did clash in the playoffs in 2011 in the pre-district, a game that Lumen Christi won 35-9.
So Lumen owns them.
Winner of this one plays the winner of Olivet and Constantine playing tonight. 8-2 Olivet and 7-3 Constantine, the matchup over there on the other side of the bracket. Let's go ahead and take a three-minute break here on the pregame. We'll come back and get closer to kickoff. Again, the Titans and the Blue Streaks set to square off in district championship action here on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center above the post office in downtown Jackson, 787-1704, for a competitive quote. Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years.
Wilby Transit Mix has been family-owned and operated since 1907. We are proud to be a part of this community, and we embrace the improvements and changes made to the infrastructure, commercial construction industry, and especially the residential markets here in Jackson County. We specialize in all things concrete-related, from the latest tools and supplies to overhead concrete pumping and material trucking. Give us a shout at 782-9493 and let well over 100 years of experience go to work for you. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
At Performance Automotive Northwest, they are a bumper-to-bumper auto parts store, keeping your car on the road all year. But they do more than just auto parts. A lot more. Get your fall cleanup done with the right tools from Performance Auto. Leaf blowers and trimmers from Steel. Chainsaws from Steel and Husqvarna. Get your lawnmower and tractor winterized with their two John Deere ready-to-mow mobile service trailers. And don't forget your propane refills for hunting season. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road across from Meijer. Visit PerformanceAutomotiveNorthwest.com.
In our 90 years, County National Bank has experienced many changes, from typewriters to computers, catalogs to e-commerce, and rotary phones to smartphones. We've been here through all of them. For 90 years, we provided mortgages that built memories, loans that grew businesses, and support for local charities. Simply put, CNB provides better banking by helping business and personal customers reach their dreams, big or small. Discover 90 years of better banking at your local branch or cnbb.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 399979.
Need metal? Alro Metals Outlet makes buying metals and plastics fast and simple. Their retail stores are open to the public to walk in and shop. Their customers include machine shops, job shops, contractors, welders, hobbyists, artists, and do-it-yourselfers. Alro Metals Outlet stores offer saw cutting and shearing while you wait. Michigan locations include Jackson, Ann Arbor, Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Lansing, Livonia, Troy, and Warren. Learn more at alro.com.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, the professor, Brian Haynes, the Titans come out of the tunnel. They'll break through the banner and make their way to the field, and the Ida team never went back to the locker room. They were huddled up in the corner of the end zone, and now they populate the sidelines to some cheers from their fans. And Ida actually brought a pep band along tonight, Brian, so we're in for some old school just Friday night high school football playoff action. And this is, I'm looking forward to this being a good one. We had, you know, a short night last week, and none of the area games ended up being that close, so we're hoping that we flip the switch here and maybe get a good old-fashioned power football back and forth.
My analysis is always so simple. I just base it on, did the other team bring a good fan base? And if they did, they might have a chance. Last week, there were 7 people in the stands. They had no chance. But if tonight's any telling, this is going to be a ball game because that crowd's packed over there.
Packed stands on the visitor side here at Lumen Christi High School. Other games tonight, Manchester at Riveria Gabriel Richard, Springport hosting Reading, Leslie's playing on Saturday at Grosse Pointe Woods University Liggett. So a lot of words there Chelsea playing on Saturday, I believe, hosting Hazlitt. That should be a good matchup. And Hudson hosting Union City. A couple of 9-1s that'll be matching up. So other great games around the area as the playoffs continue. Let's take another 2 minutes here in the pregame. We'll kick it off when we come back on WKHM.
Ghost Energy Drink is here. Introducing the Ghost Energy Drink, the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink we have all been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial flavors. Available in many flavors like Sour Patch Kids, Blue Raspberry and Red Berry, Warhead Sour Watermelon, Tropical Mango, Citrus, Bubblicious Strawberry Splash, and Orange Cream. Ghost Energy Drink, the feel-good energy drink you need to get through your day.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
Have a leaky faucet, stubborn clogged drain, or not getting enough hot water for your morning showers? Don't let plumbing problems disrupt your day. Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. Whether your hot water heater is on the fritz and is in need of repair or replacement, your shower drain is backing up, or you just have a leaky faucet that needs fixing, we have you covered. Call Grimes Plumbing today to schedule your service call at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
When the unexpected happens out on the road, give Phelps Towing a call at 764-1921 to get you back on track. Phelps Towing has been servicing the Jackson area for more than 40 years and has built a reputation based on dependability and honesty. We offer all types of services from vehicle lockouts to light and heavy equipment relocation, from flat tire changes to jump starts and even motorcycle hauling. Call the team with the yellow trucks in your time of need and we'll be there to provide the service you deserve. Phelps Towing in Michigan Center, 764-1921.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
High School Football fans and Michigan High School Athletic Association, welcome you.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, and the anthem's been played. Everything ready to go here. The Titans will receive the kickoff to start the game. Back DeMar, Marion Clay, and Josh Dumont. Titan offense has been spectacular at times this year, Brian. We saw a 63-point game earlier. I believe it was 63. All I know is when I did my research, it was the highest point total ever for Lumen Christi football.
And your research is always impeccable, so I believe it. And you're right, that offense, you know, it's not really what we would call a balanced offense. They definitely are run-heavy, as everybody knows. But if there's ever the case that need to be, Timmy Crowley can spin it and Cash Callahar can catch it. So yeah, we will be calling that tandem. It won't. They'll mix in the pass a little bit more than Ida will tonight, I believe.
Yeah. First quarter brought to you by Industrial Steel Treating, bringing the heat to high school football. IST over 80 years in Jackson County, thanks to their loyal employee family. We're teed up and ready to go here. Ida kicker, Wyatt Dirkman. Puts a boot to it. It's not real long. Down to the 23, fielded there and carried forward to about the 30. Big hit there, upending the runner, but he didn't try to do anything tricky or weird. Just wanted to advance the football and keep possession for the Titans.
Yeah, Steve, that's going to be a big thing tonight of which team can keep possession, as you said. Not only win the time of possession battle, but don't put the ball out on the carpet. You know, yeah. And, you know, let's face it, Ida's going to be a little bit of underdog tonight still.
Yeah.
The record's good. They got dudes, but they're still going to be dogs, and they cannot afford any turnovers.
Yeah, Wes learned on the return there. Titans with the first and 10 from the 30-yard line. Deep back is Cadell Williams. They go to him on first down to the right side. Bounces outside. Breaks a tackle to the 35, to the 38-yard line. Oh, they're going to mark him down to the 37. 7 yards on first down. Titans second and 2.
And, Steve, that's the thing. Everybody, you've seen the film. I'm sure I'd have watched countless hours of film. You know Cadell's going to get it, and you just can't stop it.
Yeah. They do push it up to close to that 38 mark where I kind of spotted it initially. 11:28 to go underway in the first quarter, and the Titans second and 2. and they get set quickly. Ida was not ready. The pitch out is bobbled, though, and Cadell's going to get brought down for a loss at the 32-yard line. I don't know that we've seen that at all this season, just a pitch out to Cadell that was just mishandled, and I don't know who to give credit or blame to on that, Brian, just in that faulty exchange, maybe on both sides.
You know, that pitch looked pretty good. I think Cadell started looking ahead of what was in front of him before he saw that into his hands. I just mentioned, don't put the ball out on the carpet. He did. He was fortunate that bounced right back up to him.
Yeah. Third down and now about 7 yards for Lumen Christi. Kelleher there in the slot. Four receivers set here. Empty backfield. You don't see this set out of the Titans lot. Rolling out to throw as Timmy Crowley is going to get hit in the backfield as he releases it out of bounds. Incomplete. And a nice defensive set there for Ida. And the Blue Streaks will set up their punt return team. Three and out for the Titans on their first possession.
And if you're listening and want some Ida information, I'm not sure what we're going to be able to give you. The program tonight has names and numbers. That's it. No positions, no years. So yeah. If I tell you that that was a good rush by Alex Green, that's all you're getting from me.
Limited. Maybe that's by design.
Yeah, so
it could be
that.
Mysterious. And they get a nice punt away. Up high and takes a nice Lumen bounce. Kelleher down there in the coverage, so no return. It'll get all the way down to the 12-yard line. And nice boot there by Salazar. And Ida backed up a little bit here to start their first possession from the 12. Again, we expect Ida to do a lot of inside runs, size on size, helmet on helmet, and just hopefully impose their will. And you said you spoke with some of the offensive planning, and wouldn't be surprised if they don't throw a pass all day.
Yeah, and I don't know if that's just hyperbole or maybe we won't. They don't pass it often, though.
I feel like we've gotten that declaration before from an opposing team, and I don't know if they think that we're going to share info with the coaches or something.
Hope he goes deep here on the first play.
Big setup, and we get a flag right away for a false start, and you can't afford to do that if you're Ida. As you mentioned, mistake-free football has got to be the aim, which it always is, but you can get away with mistakes against lesser teams, and you're not going to get that today. Half the distance to the goal here.
Yeah, Steve, with both these teams being reliant so heavily on the run, you know, you can't fall behind the chains like this. And we saw Lumen Christi's first drive, Cadell fumble and kind of fell back, and that was it.
So a 5-yard penalty, first and 15 from the 8-yard line, 8-ish yard line. Bad angle. Let's say the 7. Big set. They get down. Hand it off into the middle. And wow. Breaking some tackles. Gets every yard of that. Needed 15. Got 16 on first down. And a big game for the Ida Blue Streaks on their first actual play from scrimmage. So 10 minutes to play in the first quarter for Industrial Steel Treating. We got a first down and 10 for Ida from the Titan, or from their own 24-yard line.
And I think that was Jacob Town, but I'm not positive about that.
They do just line up and come after you. This time they give it to the third back, and I think he got hit for no gain. Titans ready for that one. That was a little slower to develop on the play there and a little more clear who had the football. And again, sometimes we're going to miss who was on the carry on these because it's just a pile of humanity out there. Ida moving right to left on your radio dial. They'll give them one on that second and 9 for the Blue Streaks. From the right hash here at Lumen Christi High School, 9:20 to go first quarter. Set, and this time the give goes to the left side. And it's a little bit outside run. And again, good tackling by the Titans coming up to make the stop. And he'll get 3 on the play, 4. It's 3rd and 5, we'll call it here, for the Blue Streaks with 9 minutes to play in the first.
Yeah, and that was senior Dean Thomas, and he's one of their leading ball carriers. We're expecting to call his name quite a bit tonight. Steve, you mentioned it. You're correct. There's not a lot of misdirection that you sometimes see out of this tee. This is just line up hat on hat and let's go.
Yep, and I guess the only thing you don't know is which side of the formation they're going to go toward. And you have time to adjust, but are you able to? Are they going to pin you down? And now we get a whistle and a timeout from Ida.
Ida, their first to the first half.
Maybe didn't love what their play call was. We'll take a 60-second commercial break on the timeout, and it's 8.5 to play when we come back on WKHM.
This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you back, Jackson County, to the new school year. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest. Go Mounties!
Wilby Transit Mix has been family-owned and operated since 1907. We are proud to be a part of this community, and we embrace the improvements and changes made to the infrastructure, commercial construction industry, and especially the residential markets here in Jackson County. We specialize in all things concrete-related, from the latest tools and supplies to overhead concrete pumping and material trucking. Give us a shout at 782-9493 and let well over 100 years of experience go to work for you. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
So on the third down and five play, it's a QB keep run there on the play, Brian, and a nice gain for Ida all the way out to the 43-yard line for a fresh set of downs and keeping the drive alive as we head toward the eight-minute mark. Ida with a nice play call there on third down.
Yeah, Steve, we said there's going to be two quarterbacks in this game for Ida, and so far it's been Dean Thomas.
Looks like he's under center now. And it looks like he tried to hand it off, kept it, now fumbled, and he's able to fall on it, so I think Ida keeps it. But they're going to lose 8 yards on that play, so it looked like maybe a mess up on the exchange. And big mistake there, though. I'll say six is the loss there. So we second down at 16 now for Ida. And that's, again, you get that 16-yard deficit. You can hope to get a big, 15-yard run like they've done on this drive, but it's tougher and tougher to do.
Yeah, you don't make a living doing that against this Lumen Christi defense, that's for sure.
Again, the big set T here. Thomas gives it to the fullback in the middle. To the 40-yard line, he's going to get about three on the play. And that'll make it third down in about 13. We'll call it 12 here with 7 minutes to play in the first quarter.
Steve, we said there's not much necessarily misdirection, but still there is, that was good ball handling. I know I was watching and thinking the ball was somewhere other than where it was. New quarterback now. Owen Snyder.
The junior Snyder under center. Perhaps a throwing down on third and 12. And he is rolling out looking to throw. Steps in, fires. Got a man on the sideline.
Wow.
And he caught the football. Is it inbounds? I didn't see a signal.
Pass is complete.
The fans are letting us know.
They did say completed pass. So the Ida offense continues to run. Big play, third downs is kind of the name of the game here for him so far. Into Titan territory, down to the 37-yard line. Nice throw, and that's a high-level catch over there on the opposite sideline. Of course, it looked to be out of bounds from our op being all the way over here where we are, right in front of the Ida bench. They loved it right away. 6.5, they're set. Play action, back to throw against Snyder, and he's going to get hit in the backfield. Tries to get a throw away. Titans want intentional grounding. There was nobody nearby.
Yeah, I think they have a good argument there, too. I think we do see the hanky come out.
Yeah, that came out.
Steve, you said that was a high-level catch, and you're right, but how about that throw?
Yeah.
For a team that said we might not see a throw tonight, guy with an arm like that, I might sprinkle that in a little bit.
So that call does go against Ida for intentional grounding. He was within the clutches of the defensive player and just threw it to nobody there in the backfield. You can make a case that if he's able to throw better without somebody hanging on him, he gets it to the sideline, but you got to get that done. And so moves it all the way back to midfield. It'll be second down.
Second down,
and 23.
Yeah, Snyder wasn't out of the pocket there, so
nope.
With nobody around, that was kind of an easy call.
So that penalty is going to push him back to midfield. Big second and long here. Different formation. They do a pitch out. Trying to get to the edge. Now has to spin it back to the middle. Tight, string it out. Pull it down at the 50 for no gain. On the carry on that play, Gavin Allring. Allring. And with 6:10 to go, it's a third and 23 for Ida. So this drive that's been pretty good for Ida, something we haven't seen anybody do against the Titans here in the last couple weeks. Looks like it could stall as a result of that intentional grounding penalty. They come out in the big set, and it's Dean Thomas under center. And I don't know if he faked it or gave it to the fullback, but whatever he did, it goes nowhere.
Yeah. Couldn't tell if that was a keeper or a hand up to the fullback or what, but you're right.
So that's going to bring a fourth down and a punting situation here for Ida at midfield with 5:27 to play. The clock running in the first quarter for Industrial Steel Treating. Titans defense stands up after bending. They don't break.
You know, Steve, this Lumen Christie crowd on their feet for this early stop. I think they understand the magnitude and that Ida's a good team and realize that these early stops are big stops.
Punter standing at about the 36, and he gets it away. Not deep. Fielded by DeMond at the 20. Did we get a flag in there? No.
Great catch from DeMond, though. A little shoestring.
Get a little pressure over there. He carries out to about the 31, and the Titans will get their second chance at it here. Three and out on their first possession. We're at the 4:52 mark here in the first quarter. Still scoreless at Lumen Christie. The Ida Blue Streaks and the Lumen Christie Titans, Lumen Christie offense set to come out here.
Yeah, maybe that was a little just early game jitters, that early fumble that lost and put them behind the chains. I don't expect to see that this drive.
J.J. Brown and Cash Kelleher split out to the right for Crowley. I formation. He gives to Cadell Williams, and he's going to get 2 yards at least, but not much more. As the Ida center of that line for Ida is big and able to hold up and bring him down. Second and 8 for Lumen.
Yeah, that looked like Cadell ran right at that Jackson Wurtenberger, who we said, you know, we're guessing. We don't have stats, but I'm telling you, seeing up close in person, I'm going to say 6'6", 280.
Yeah, and he's got a couple of other guys out there that, if he wasn't there, would be still the biggest guy in the field.
Yeah,
right. There's a couple guys who normally would look extra big, but they're standing next to that monster. Second down and 8 for Lumen Christie. Again, they come out in a little mixed formation. Marion Clay going around the formation. They come opposite. Cadell Williams slides through the line. Made himself skinny there. Spins away from a defender, and he's going to move the chains for Lumen Christie. First down out to the 42. Sliced right in between the center and the guard there, and when he gets into the secondary, he gets spinny, and they can't bring him down easily, and he gets the first down.
40. I like that. Yeah. Getting spinny with it.
42-yard line. Now, still on their own side of the field, but the Titans get their first down of the game. 3:42 to play in the first. We're still scoreless, but Lumen moving. High formation here. Cadell Williams, a deep back. And they give it to Isaac Rayburg, and he tries to bounce it inside, nowhere to go. He's going to get about a half a yard, and they'll make it second down and 9 for Lumen there at the 43.
Yeah, Rayburg, you know, we're used to seeing him fall forward and usually picking up 4 or 5 yards on those type of runs, but with that stout line from Ida, that might be tough for Rayburg tonight. Might be a Cadell Williams game.
Yeah, the middle doesn't seem to be open for business. We'll see, you know. Bigger guys like that, can they hold up that kind of intensity, that kind of aggression for the entirety of a game? You got to ask that about the Lumen line, too, though. I form here, pitch out to Williams to the right. Cuts it into the line, now through to the 50, 40, foot race. He wins those every time, 10, 5, touchdown, Cadell Williams. Bounced it out to the right side, off tackle, and takes it to the house. A 62-yard touchdown run for Lumen Christie.
Yeah, you said Cadell does not lose those foot races very often, and not only did he not lose, he was pulling away. You could tell early that was going to be pay dirt.
Touchdown, Lumen, brought to you by Aspen One-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. 2:43 to play in the first quarter, and 6-0 Titans on the big play by Cadell Williams. He's had plenty of those this year. Kick is up, and Mr. Automatic is automatic. 7-0 Titans after the make. 30-second commercial break, and we'll kick it off when we come back on WKHM.
Carrier has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable this winter without burning your budget. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy-efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For more complete comfort and greater peace of mind, turn to your Carrier expert.
Call Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, Jackson's only Carrier factory authorized service dealer. 787-6984.
You're listening to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Lumen Christie out to a 7-0 lead, still in the first quarter, 2:43 to play, and Ida had their drive stalled due to a penalty. We'll see if they can get that rhythm ramped back up here on their second try.
Ida might be the blue streaks, but we just saw the green streak, and that's Cadell Williams just flying.
Kevin, I'll bring back deep to return for Ida. And we know Salazar is going to make it tough to want to return it from the one. He takes off, starts to the right, moves back to the middle, now back out to the right, 20-yard line and beyond to the 23. First and 10, Ida from there.
Well, one thing we do know, if you're Lumen Christie and you get up early in the game, it's hard to come back against this team because they're just so efficient on both sides of the balls.
Yeah. You kind of got the sense they were only going to keep Cadell Williams bottled up for so long before he gets something going.
Well, and that one was a little pitch outside, too. We talked about the inside being stout for Ida.
Yep.
Good luck stopping him in the outside.
Handoff on first down for Ida, and again grabs maybe a yard. Second down and 9 there in the middle of the Titans. Big guys down there. Getting bigger to make that play. Pull him down for a 1 yard gain.
Yeah, I'd love to give some credit to who made that tackle, but it was 7 of them.
Mm-hmm.
Titan tackle.
And Dean Thomas. Make the quarterback play a little pitch out. Find some space down to the 28-yard line. So about 4 yards on that play. And that's Albring on the carry for Ida. Third down, and let's say 4 yards. We're inside of 2 minutes to go, first quarter.
This is the first set of downs they've had where they haven't gone backward for something, whether it's fumble or a penalty. And that's, I'm sure, what the Blue Streak coaching staff is hoping for. When you know you can get 3 or 4 yards to carry, just do the math. That's first down.
Yep.
It's kind of like a service academy football, isn't it?
There's a little play action fake by Thomas. Spins away from a defender in the backfield. He can't get away from all of them. They bring him down for a loss at the 20. Sometimes staying on your feet is almost a detriment back there. Lumen doesn't stop with the pursuit. They move him back to the it'd be 4th and 11 here. And we're going to get a punt from Ida. And there's a nice 3-and-out for the Titans defense.
Yeah, courtesy Antoine Baker in there. You know, what was that? Thomas tried to get spinny with it, too. He just doesn't do it as well as number one for Lumen.
Down to 39 seconds. Only 5 seconds on the play clock here. And they take the snap. Gets the punt away. Somebody diving right in front. It's not going to be long. Field at the 45. Mishandled. Dumont muffed it. But he's able to fall on it. Titans will keep it and take over at the 45-yard line. On the Ida side of the field here with 28 seconds to play in the first quarter for Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson.
And Dumont caught the first punt the same way, kind of that shoestring catch. It was a great catch that time. This time, not so lucky, but another fortuitous bounce right back to him.
So So not much net punting yardage on that one. Good field position here for Lumen. We'll get a play run here and see the end of the first quarter come along. They give to Williams. Back to the right side. Bounces all the way out to the sideline. He'll skip out of bounds. Other side of the 35-yard line. That should be first down distance, and that'll stop the clock with 22 seconds left. So we will get a second play here in the first quarter.
Maybe. They'll get that clock ticking.
He went out of bounds, so they'll stop.
That was the same play that they just scored on.
Yeah. Right back to the well. Right from the right hash this time. Timmy Crowley under center. He's got two down backs, and the deep back is Cadell. Blasts into the line. Tries to spin away. Took a shot in the face mask there. So it's stopped for a two-yard gain to the 33. And that should do it for the first quarter. 8 seconds taken away. 7-0 Lumen Christi at the end of one. We'll take a 60-second commercial break. Second quarter coming up on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic, Bright Walls, Food Truck Tuesdays, Gus Macker, and great places to eat like Veritas, Bella Notte, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, The Dirty Bird, and even the best hot dogs in Jackson at the Junkyard Dog. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
First quarter in the books, 7-0 Titans. Lumen driving now into Ida territory. Switch things over. Titans moving right to left for us. Green jerseys, gold helmets, and lone back is Cadell Williams. Pitch out to him to the left. He's hit in the backfield, able to get away from one, but another tackler there, and so he'll lose a couple yards on this one. And that'll make it third down about 11 here for Lumen from the Ida 36-yard line.
Yeah, that was Gavin Albring who had Cadell in his grasp, and I thought he was going to kind of escape from them, but then he kind of ran into his own blocker.
Yeah, and Braden Bidlowski probably gets credit for the tackle over there battling the blocker as Cadell went down.
This is typically Cash Callahar time right here. Keep an eye on where he is.
Yeah, he's going to line up three guys to the right here. Dumont, Callahar, and is that learned all the way out wide. And they fake it to the fullback, give to Williams, and he's going to go nowhere. So third down, he loses a yard, and it'll bring up fourth and 12, again from the Ida 37. Anticipate the offense probably staying out here, Brian.
Yeah, you would think so, but boy, as stout as their defense is.
They've really attempted one pass, and he kind of threw that away under duress, so a little personnel shift. Coming in, Rayburg, and that's going to be Logan Decker in the backfield.
And if it wasn't Callahar before, unless there's some misdirection coming, I look for him now.
Rolling out to throw is Crowley, and he's got Callahar right next to that first down marker, makes the catch, and it'll be first down and 10 from the 24 for Lumen Christi. We all knew what was coming, and you couldn't stop it. Great route by Callahar, and, of course, excellent hands as he's hit on the catch, but takes it to the ground safely, first and 10 Titans.
We talked about what kind of accolades Crowley would get if he was in a different system, because he can throw the ball, but, boy, I think we need to start talking a little more about Cash Callahar and what he would do, too, if he was in a passing offense. because that guy has some hands.
They needed 12. They got about 13 on the play. Kelleher split wide here at the 24-yard line for the Titans, and they give to... That is Cadell down inside of the 20. 18-yard line is where they'll mark it. So about 6 yards out first down, second and four. 9:49 to play in the first half, and the Titans lead 7-0. And you're seeing them kind of get into an offensive rhythm here and there. Although, again, Ida's made a couple of plays on the run game that have pushed them back a couple times. Huge fourth down conversion to keep this drive alive. We'll see if Ida can man back up and make a couple stops here.
Well, they're going to have to tackle Cadell a couple more times.
He's the only back now. Quick bubble screen to Kelleher. Bounces to the outside, gets wrapped up and spun out of bounds at the 16. And so that's going to make it about third and one. With 9:05 to play here, the clock stops. No, it keeps going. I thought he got spun out of bounds and brought down, but they start the clock back up.
Another good tackle by Dean Thomas in the open field.
Yeah, just a quick bubble screen to Cash Kelleher. Try to get him maybe a chance to beat his guy one-on-one. And good tackling by Ida in the open field. Big set here for the Titans. Cadell Williams, the deep back. Decker goes in motion. They give to Williams to the left side of the line. And I think he got Williams what he located. Needed for the first down. Past the 15, down to the 14. They're marking it, and that would be first down distance, and it is.
Dylan Jarrett with the tackle.
8.5 to play. Titans with a short yardage gain there for first down, and they're at the 14-yard line with another 10 to gain to keep this going. In Ida territory, Titans lead at 7-0 so far, working from the left hash here.
Williams showing not just a finesse back. He took that powerfully.
Yep. It's fouled right behind Rayburg, and I think maybe it was DeMont even back there blocking. A little misdirection play, and Crowley fools them all with that bootleg. Carries it to the end zone. 14 yards to pay dirt for Timmy Crowley. A little play fake, and he hides that football so well on his hip, you never know he's got it until he's prancing into the end zone untouched. 14 yards and a touchdown. 13-0 Titans.
That's that bit of creativity that we just always see whenever it seems like it's necessary. They lull you to sleep with Williams left, Williams right, Rayburg up the middle. Next thing you know, Crowley's doing his thing with some amazing ball handling.
Nice snap and hold on the extra point try. Mr. Automatic continues to earn the name. 14-0 Lumen. We take a 30-second commercial break. Final 8:04 of the first half coming up when we return on WKHM.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, second quarter here. Lumen Christie leads a 14-0, 8:04 to play. And Ida has looked very good at times, but Brian, a mistake here and there keeps them from getting into the end zone and a little help from a good Lumen Christie defense.
Yeah, Steve, by the way, that extra point, Andy Salazar, we call him Mr. Automatic, but I guess if anyone's listening wants to hear his name, his mama called him Andy, I'm calling him Andy.
He sends the kickoff through the end zone, and Ida with no return, they'll take it out to the 20-yard line to start this drive.
No, Steve, you're right. The Ida offense, you can tell they look like a load, but they have not run into many run defenses as good as Lumen Christie's, I'm sure. Imagine practicing against this first team D,
right?
Getting to go against their offense. You have to be good against the run.
Yeah, and I think if all things considered, the matchup in the trenches is a draw. Well, then the next level, you go to the linebackers, and the tight linebackers are probably underrated. for how well they tackle and play. They get about 1 yard on first down for Ida.
Second down and nine.
Yeah, you're right. Rayburg, Saunders.
Yeah, there's a... I'm trying to think of the one that
Sattler
I always...
Sattler is in there.
Willicki makes plays out there. Second down play. Fakes a pitch out to the left side. Rumbles into the middle of the line instead and to the 25. We'll make it third down and five for Ida. Just thinking of also, as we're mentioning linebackers, Cassius Griffin.
Yeah, Griffin.
Makes a lot of plays there for the Titans.
They're a bunch of them.
Third down and six.
They were able to make the stop on that play in the linebacking core. Third down and five here for Ida. And this, we're seeing a different formation here. And you get the junior QB under center. He's the one who showed flashed some really good arm. He hands off instead this play. So maybe just some fooling there. Try to get you to think a pass play was coming. They're able to bounce it down for about 2 yards. Brings up fourth and three. And with 6:30 to go in the first half, the offense staying out there right now.
Yeah, and this is just different. This is where the high school game's different than the college and pro game. You know, high school, unless you have an Andy Salazar, there's frequently just not great punters, and you just don't gain much. Down 14-0 already. The game shrinks quickly with these two teams, the way they run the ball, too. So
yeah.
Even though second quarter, it feels later than that.
On top of that, there's a lot of different things you can try and do on fourth down. Titans call the timeout here. Let's take a 30-second commercial break during the timeout. Fourth and three when we come back on WKHM.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, Titans lead at 14-0. Feels like a big play here on fourth down and three for Ida. But you got to feel like if you can't get 3 yards on a big play, then, you know, what are you even doing out here? Let's go out and see if we can't make something happen. Keep this drive alive. But it does feel like if they don't get it, this field position woman's going to score again. You can go out and hard count them, try to get them to jump. You go to the air, and again, see, they did go out kind of hard count them. Call timeout again. So maybe Ida switches over to a punt personnel group here now.
Yeah, we'll see what he has up his sleeve.
Hey, Ghost Energy Drink, one of our sponsors. I went with the orange cream flavor tonight. I haven't had that for a game in a long time.
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever seen it. And you know how much I keep track of what you drink.
I know. Sometimes you even ask me if I forget to mention it.
I mean, you're my partner. We have a lot of love for each other, and I care what goes into your body, Steve.
All right, I appreciate that. I'm glad that it's Ghost Energy Drink that's going into my body. And sometimes Ghost Hydration. And also thanks again to AeroQuip Credit Union, Tom Coffee Soft Water, Able Heating and Cooling, some of our sponsors for the year-round coverage of high school football. And not too far off, the high school basketball schedule is forming up, and we're looking forward to getting out and doing some area hoops tilts.
A lot of teams opening practice next Monday.
Yeah. Some middle school teams have games on Monday.
That's right.
So it is going to be a punt here for Ida. 6:04 to play, and Josh Dumont just on the other side of midfield. Punter faking it. Now he goes and kicks it away. Nice boot, too, and Dumont signals for a fair catch and bounces over his head. He lets it go down to the 20... 7-yard line. I like that play.
That was bizarre because that for sure looked like a fake, and I don't know if that was a planned let just people get downfield and I'm going to punt it no matter what, or do you think he was really going to fake that?
I think he has. They maybe even said, hey, take a look and see if there's anything, and if there's not, punt it away. 5:51 to play here, and the Titans get it back. They get it on their side of the field at the 28-yard line, actually, for the final bounce. And it's Titan football. I like that the Ida student section and pep band are still way into this one. They've got about 15 cheerleaders over there, too, and they were predicting an Ida win tonight, right?
Oh, yeah. Mackenzie and Raya told me 21-18.
Hand off to Williams. Bounces through the line into the secondary. Spins away down to the 49-yard line before he's stopped. So we were saying that early in this game, it didn't look like the there was much you could do through the middle of that Ida defensive line. Cadell Williams picked his way through and got a big gain for the Titans on that one out to midfield.
Steve, how many games are we going to go to where almost all the athletes are out there that are big, strong, fast that we're seeing, but then one just stands out above the other, and that's Cadell Williams. Like, he just looks faster and quicker and sometimes even stronger than everybody.
Yeah, just sees the field really well, uses his body great to get through the line, and then gets big and strong when he needs to, has great balance. They go to Rayburg this time, and he is able to penetrate the middle of that line. Gets a push from the line. So what was a 5-yard gain turns into an 8-yard gain, and it'll be second down and 2 for the Titans from the Ida 42-yard line. Nice gain by Rayburg on first down.
Yeah, I tell you, you can't lose sight the fact that these high school players are 16, 17, 18-year-old kids. And, boy, sometimes you get punched in the mouth early, and do you want to respond? You know, and I'm not saying Ida's giving up, but, you know, they came up, fired out. You know, they're ready to go to start the game. 14-0 and getting moved a little bit now.
4:38 to play first half. Titan football at the Ida 42-yard line. Dumont goes in motion way out, split right. Back to throw. Crowley steps up in the pocket, hits as he throws, and it's going to fall incomplete in the middle of the field. I like the way Crowley was stepping up in the pocket there, but the contact too much. He had two, maybe three blue streak players back there trying to bring him down and bring up third and two.
You're right. I watched Joe Burrow last night do that many times against the Ravens defense where he'd step up there and hit Jamar Chase. I think Chase is still running.
Yeah, I think they're still tallying up his fantasy football points from last night. What do you say, 11 catches, 254 yards, three touchdowns?
Well, I can tell you that was 51 points in one league because I was going against him. My week's over.
It's a heartbreaker. I was going against Lamar Jackson, too, so it didn't help me any either. There's a run over the 40 for Cadell Williams. Not a big breakaway. And I like that. We get so used to him making magnificent plays that a good solid 3-4 yard run is underwhelming at this point, but it gets him a first down on the other side of the 40, 39-yard line for in Ida territory, and the Titans ready to go again with 4:12 to go here in the first half.
I might try to sneak Williams into my fantasy lineup and just put his stats in there, and hopefully nobody notices that he's just a high school guy.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll think it's Kyron Williams.
To give to Cadell again on that off-tackle play. He tries to bounce outside. Still ends up going forward for a couple yards. And it always feels like a little win for the running back when somebody tackles him from behind and he has to go forward for another yard or two. Caught 5 yards on first down, second and 5 here for the Titans at the Ida 34-yard line with 3:35 to go first quarter and the clock running.
You know, that was one where Williams was only going to have 3 yards, and then Logan Decker pushed him another 2 or 3. Logan had, I think it was maybe a separated shoulder or something early, and then maybe happened the first game, and he's back, and that's a big person to have back on the team when you're trying to make a run.
Play action rolling out to his left is Crowley. Looking downfield, nobody there. He's going to just tuck it and run. Get what he can get out of bounds. And it looks like right at the 30, which would put him just short of the first down. By about a half a yard, three quarters of a yard, maybe, of 3 minutes to play. 3:07. So third down and 1 for Luma Christie. I think they have a play for that.
I think they have about 6 plays for that.
Other sponsors tonight include Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Will Be Transit Mix, American Title Company, Avenue Auto. Third and one for the Titans from the left hash. Big set here. Cadell Williams, a deep back. They go to him. And he slams into the line. He's going to get the first down and then some to the 27-yard line.
That's a play for that.
First and 10 Titans. 3:02 ticking away here in the first half of football on a district championship Friday night.
And it's going quickly, too.
Indeed it is. Hoping to get some score updates if I can find somebody who knows what's going on over at Olivet High School. Winner of that one, Olivet and Constantine will be the Titans' opponent. And they hand off to Williams again on first down. He picks through the secondary all the way down to the end zone, 27 yards. And Cadell Williams scores again. The Titans score again. And it's 20-0 Lumen Christi in the first half.
Did not take long. We talked about Ida's choice to punt the ball away. And, you know, it makes some sense, but that Lumen Christi offense moves it so well, it's almost like it doesn't matter if you gain 30 yards of field position against that Lumen offense.
2:32 to play here. Andrew Salazar to kick the extra point. And it's good.
Mr. Automatic.
Let's take a 30-second commercial break. Touchdown brought to you by Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Always on time or you don't pay a dime. Titans lead at 21-0 on WKHM.
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual, free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
2:32 to go here in the Titans. Out to a three-score lead early. I don't think we anticipated quite this kind of a score at this point in the game. I don't have a chance to answer, and be huge to get a score here before the half and get the ball back to start the second half. Kickoff field is at the 5-yard line. The return goes out to the 20, 25, 27-yard line. And brought down there. Allring. Was it Allring with the return? Yes.
Steve, I know it's football and turnovers can happen and games can shift quickly, but this does feel like if you're Ida, I mean, to me, it feels like this is kind of a must-score situation here. But with 2:26 left and a team that doesn't throw the ball very often, it's easier said than done.
Here we go. Ida again with that full house tee. And the handoff. 13's got it. Runs out to the 40. So there's that kind of early big gains we were seeing out of Ida. Out to the 40-yard line, first down. On the carry there is Dean Thomas. First and 10 from the 40 for Ida with 2:14 to play. And the clock's going to keep running here. I think Ida has one timeout left. So you hold on to that. But again, it'd be a huge, huge moment if they were able to score before the halftime break. Different setup here. A couple wings going into motion is Allred. The QB's going to keep it, and he'll get a yard, 2 yards, we'll say.
Gains about 2 yards. He's going to bring up second and eight.
Second and eight here for
Charlie Saunders.
Ida.
And that's Thomas again. Their biggest runs have come from the quarterback, where he kind of fakes a handoff, and it's almost kind of wildcat-ish because he's just getting the ball, and he knows he's going to run.
This time it's Owen Snyder, the junior, under center. Play in motion. He fakes a pitch. Steps up to throw. Got a man down the seam. Double coverage. Still caught it. On his feet. And to the house. Touchdown, Ida. Double coverage out there for the Titans and able to get it through and high point the catch. And Adam Fuller went up with a chance at the pick. Couldn't get it. Goes over his fingertips. Caught. And touchdown, Ida. Unexpected there. Jacob Town with a catch and touchdown. And it's 21-6.
Yeah, Steve, that looked like for sure an Adam Fuller pick. It's kind of a floater out there, and Fuller looked like he had it timed and jumped and just over his outstretched hands. And what a catch by Towns. Kind of snatched it away from him.
And again, you see a good arm there from the junior quarterback, Owen Snyder. Extra point. The hold is good. Looks like it went toward the left side, but slips inside of the upright. 21-7 our score. 75 seconds still to play in the first half. Titans will get it one more time before the halftime break. We're back in 30 seconds with the kickoff on WKHM.
Avenue Auto has moved. Still located on West Michigan Avenue, you can find Avenue Auto across the street from their previous location on the curve, where there's more room, more vehicles, and more deals. Avenue Auto is still the pathway to Jackson's top pre-owned vehicles, featuring vehicles ranging from $5,000 to $20,000. No money for a down payment? Inquire about their zero down program. Avenue Auto, family owned, treating you well for 30 years. Located in their new lot on West Michigan Avenue, across from their previous location on the curve.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM and online at WKHM.com.
Amarion Clay and Josh Dumont deep to return the kickoff here. 75 seconds to tick away till the halftime break, so Titans will have a chance. And with their big play capability, there's always a threat no matter how much time is left. But a huge play for Ida with a chance to get out of here with a two-score deficit instead of three. And you can make it even closer if you come out and have a successful possession in the second half. Learned going back to make the reception again. This time a better return. He caught the first one. Carries it out to the 36-yard line.
Yeah, and we'll kind of see what kind of mentality this Lumen offense comes out with. You know, Cadell's always just a threat to break one regardless, so you still expect to see him touch the ball.
37-yard line here, the official spot for the Titans to take over with 69 seconds still to go. Cash Kalahar split out wide right. Cadell Williams is the running back. A little counter play to the right side. Slips a tackle. No, he couldn't get away. Stop for no gain on first down.
And I didn't know for sure if that first play was going to kind of dictate what they do the rest of this drive as clock's ticking with 54 seconds to go. Doesn't appear to be any big urgency. They might just be happy with the 21-7 lead and call it good.
Does look like maybe more of a receiving personnel group just came in. J.J. Brown and Josh Dumont out there with Wes Learned and Cash Kalahar. So we do four wide receivers in motion is Dumont. They go right to Kalahar on the left side, and he's going to go to the sideline. He catches it, hit, and that tackle completed all the way back north toward the bench and the track. Maybe a little over the top, but pushed out at the 40-yard line, and it'll be third down and seven for Lumen Christie with 25 seconds. The clock does stop on the out-of-bounds tackle.
Third and long, I kind of expect Lumen to keep it on the ground here, unless they're going to do something like that little bubble.
I do have an update. In the second quarter, Olivet trailing Constantine at home, 21-14. Constantine in front. Again, the winner of that one will play the winner of this game. And Reading leads Springport 14-13 in the second quarter. Handoff on third down to Cadell Williams, trying to bounce it to the right side. And he'll get stopped at about the 45-yard line. So that'll bring up fourth down at about two for Lumen Christie and 15 seconds on the clock.
Ida must have used their last time out there.
Yeah, they're going to.
Maybe they're going
to punt, see what they can do.
Yeah, they must be going to be bringing the house here.
Massive thank you to Tom Ratchford for the scores from those other two games. Branch has been the secret score guy for us all season long, coming in with a lot of J-high scores, and we've been out here at Lumen a lot this year.
Does Ratch just have that many connections? Just he has somebody every game?
A little bit of that, a little bit of NFHS network,
okay,
I think.
Yeah, and, yep.
Yeah. So 15 seconds, 21-7 Lumen. Fourth and two, we expect Lumen Christie to punt following the Ida timeout here. So Ida looking at, who knows, like you said, maybe bring the house, maybe try to block this, maybe try to set up a good return, maybe just get a chance to throw another pass before it's all done here for the first half. It'd be a tremendous turn of events if they were able to score and make this a one-score game going to the locker room, knowing they're getting the football back in the second half.
It was already a pretty good turn anyway. You know, this game looked like it was kind of getting away from everybody, but that score, and as you said, they're going to get the ball and start the half.
A fake from the Titans to Rayburg, and he gets the first down distance. We do have a flag that came out where I anticipate it might be a false start flag.
There is a flag on the play.
Which is a shame, because Rayburg took that all the way to Ida 40 and maybe give Crowley a chance to launch one up to Kalahar. Not going to be the case now.
We're calling a legal shift on that one. Oh, here's some singing coming out of the audience here.
How about the man below us singing the national anthem?
Right?
He belted that out pretty well.
Yeah, he and the Lumen Christie band should go on tour. Just play the anthem at other events. 9 seconds now, and the Titans look like they'll punt for real this time. It goes to Salazar, and he gets it away. A little wobbly. It's going to take a Lumen Christie bounce, fielded by Ida. On the return, he's got some room out to the 39, and time expires on the half. Titans get out of here unscathed on that last few minutes. But they did give up the touchdown, and it's 21-7. Lumen Christie leading Ida with halftime upon us. Let's take a 3-minute commercial break, and we'll come back and talk over the first half. Again, the Titans lead it 21-7 on WKHM.
Ghost Energy Drink is here. Introducing the Ghost Energy Drink, the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink we have all been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial flavors. Available in many flavors like Sour Patch Kids, Blue Raspberry and Red Berry, Warhead Sour Watermelon, Tropical Mango, Citrus, Bubblicious Strawberry Splash, and Orange Cream. Ghost Energy Drink, the feel-good energy drink you need to get through your day.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. Is a leaky faucet driving you crazy? Or maybe that running toilet just won't stop running? At Grimes Plumbing, we handle all your plumbing problems, from clogged drains, leaky faucets, to hot water heater repair and replacement. Don't let plumbing issues ruin your day. Our expert team is just a call away at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years. Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center, 787-1704, for a competitive quote.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union. Put
It's a membership away.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit blueoxcu.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Rico. Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes at the half here. Lumen Kirstie leads it 21-7. 21-0 with just a couple minutes to play, and a big pass play for Ida, able to get them on the scoreboard, and now we'll get the football to start the second half. So little momentum for Ida right now as their pep band over there doing a performance on the track while the Titans marching band performing for us here directly in front. So a battle of the bands feeling out here tonight too, Brian. This is a lot of competition.
Yeah, and the flag corps as well. Flags twirling them, both green and white and some blue and yellow ones.
It's a fun feeling out here, just competitive high school football. And
it is.
Great weather here for November football night too, and glad to be here as a part of it. Lumen Kirstie again came out and just did what they do methodically, largely mistake-free, matter of fact. The only one who seemed to be able to stop Lumen Kirstie was Lumen Kirstie, a fumble on their first possession. They didn't lose possession, but they did get themselves moved back into a long third down, incomplete pass, and they go three and out on their first possession. After that, they just went and did what Lumen Kirstie does and put up 21 points.
Yeah, there's about 100 yards worth of touchdown runs. As Cadell Williams had a pair of them, one for about 58, one for 27, and then Crowley with a 14-yard scamper. With a great ball fake, too. Everyone in the building did not think he had it. Walked in untouched.
Yeah, so, Cadell Williams got loose on big run. That was kind of, it looked like the same play that we saw the 98-yarder a few weeks ago from down on the 2-yard line. That play where they just open that hole and let him, once he gets ahead of steam, the foot race, he wins. I'd love to see, I'm going to have to go watch the track season this year and see what Cadell does out there on the hard track with where it's only about how fast you are.
Yeah, sometimes you see in those minor league baseball games where someone's dressed up as like the Flash and they give somebody a big head start. If Cadell doesn't know what he wants to do, maybe he could be a minor league Flash guy because he's going to catch whoever he's chasing. I mean, he is fast, and it's fun to watch. You know, you talk about this is high school football. We're watching young athletes, but, boy, he just looks different.
Yeah. It's clear. Well, that's our score here, 21-7. Elsewhere, the scores that I have up to this point, again, thank you, Tom Ratchford. We had Reading leading Springport 14-13 in that Big 8 battle for the district championship. Meanwhile, Olivet and Constantine matched up, and that one looks like it could be a close one. 21-14 was the Constantine lead in the second quarter over there, and then the other score we got on the other side of our bracket here in Division 6 was Lansing Catholic 28, Ovid Elsie 7 in that one. And Ovid Elsie had just beaten Almont handily in the previous week, and Almont was the number one team in Division 6 as far as playoff points. So kind of a, I don't know, you know, they're cannibalizing themselves over there on the other side. Meanwhile, Lumen Kirstie looking to move. And, again, they wouldn't see whoever comes out of that fray until the finals. But that is still interesting to follow. And it's not that far away. We only have a few more weeks of playoffs. And Lumen Kirstie playing to see and move on to another week. And they right now have a 21-7 lead.
it felt this way when they were Division 7, and now it's feeling the same way as Division 6, that they're the team to beat, and everybody else is just fighting to see who gets to play them.
It kind of feels that way a little bit. We'll take a 3-minute commercial break here at the half and get you the MHSAA's This Week in High School Sports segment. Again, Lumen Christie leading this one 21-7. Our coverage brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains that others can't. Online at MinutemanSewer.com. And thank you to them for supporting our broadcast, but Lumen Christie football as well. And we'll be back for the second half coming up.
Need plastics? Auro Plastics is your source for cut-to-size performance plastics. Their inventory includes sheet, rod, tube, grating, and plate. They cut and ship many orders the same day. Since 1987, Auro Plastics has provided value-added processing to meet the most demanding fabrication requirements. Whether your business is large or small, they will provide you with competitive pricing, technical support, and superior service. Learn more at auro.com/plastics.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
Running a business isn't an easy feat, but these days, between hiring, managing the rising costs, and fielding customer calls, there's almost no time for running the financial side.
That's why I bank at County National Bank. CNB has convenient locations and online banking, as well as robust business banking services that allow me to spend time on the business instead of in it.
That sounds like the help I need. Banking that fits in the folds of my day.
Then give CNB a call. They're local people that you know and can trust.
Let's work together. To learn more, visit cnbb.bank. Member FDIC.
Wilby Transit Mix has been family-owned and operated since 1907. We are proud to be a part of this community, and we embrace the improvements and changes made to the infrastructure, commercial construction industry, and especially the residential markets here in Jackson County. We specialize in all things concrete-related, from the latest tools and supplies to overhead concrete pumping and material trucking. Give us a shout at 782-9493 and let well over 100 years of experience go to work for you. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Are you looking for a rewarding career that improves the lives of your neighbors and community? Ailey Excavating is a third-generation union excavating contractor that has been in business for over 50 years, taking pride in providing clean drinking water and smooth roads for the community. Ailey Excavating is currently looking for employees with asphalt paving experience. Employment benefits include competitive wages, vacation pay, retirement, and health insurance, and a family-friendly atmosphere. Go to www.bailey-excavating.com to download a job application. Ailey Excavating is an equal opportunity employer.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at ISC. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Cross-country runners from around the state hit the track in Brooklyn to decide who is fastest, and the results are in on the soccer pitch. Find out who the big winners are. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. For the third straight year, Muskegon Western Michigan Christian are your MHSAA Division IV boys soccer champions.
Minute 15 remaining.
Best part of the game right now.
DeYoung slips it ahead to Bonema. Bonema! State moving player. In, takes the shot and scores. Bonema will put it in the back of the net with 1:04 to play.
Dagger
down to 2-1, and the three-peat for the Warriors. Warriors, nothing victory here today. The goal with 1:04 remaining in the game. Mason Bonema, his seventh of the season.
That was Joe Jason and Clark Udell with the call on the NFHS Network. The other three boys soccer champions are Rochester Adams in Division One. It's the Highlanders' second title in 3 years as they knocked off Byron Center 2-0 in the title game. Division II saw Warren De La Salle Collegiate defeat Forest Hills Northern 4-1 for the program's sixth soccer championship. And in Division III, Pontiac Notre Dame Prep won a wild one 3-2 over Elk Rapids. It's the Fighting Irish's first ever boys soccer title. For more on a great day at Grand Ledge High School, be sure to check out MHSAA.com. It's time for Game Balls, when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the past week. First, Hudsonville kicker Ian Jenkins. His 35-yard field goal on the game's final play gave his team a 25-23 win over East Kentwood. Oxford running back Luke Johnson. He scored twice in a 21-14 win over Davison, giving Oxford its first playoff win in 3 years. And to Riverview quarterback Lucas Thompson, he ran in a two-point conversion with 20 seconds left to lift Riverview to a 22-21 win over neighboring Trenton.
Graduating seniors could qualify for a tuition-free skill certificate or associate degree through the new Community College Guarantee, no matter their GPA or your household income. Or if your child plans to attend a four-year university or career school, the Michigan Achievement Scholarship Program has them covered. They could get up to $27,500 toward a bachelor's degree or up to $4,000 for career training. Complete the FAFSA to get started at mi.gov/achievement.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with registered official Paige Winnie.
We've got a football overtime question for you today. In high school, what is the only way a defensive team can score in overtime? Can they return an interception for a touchdown? Can they pick up a fumble and take it back for a touchdown? If you said yes to either of those, you're wrong. In overtime, if the defense gains possession of the ball, be it by fumble or interception, the play is over. There's no advancing of the ball, and the offensive possession is over. So back to the original question, how can the defense score in overtime? There's only one way, via safety. And with teams starting at the 10-yard line, that would be a pretty wild play, and it would end the game with a defensive team victorious.
Thanks, Paige. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, please go to the MHSAA website now to register. In the rolling Irish hills of Brooklyn, Michigan, the cross-country finals were held at Michigan International Speedway, and there were plenty of performances to recap. In Division I, for the second straight year, Romeo was the best on the girls' side, and for the third straight year, Northville was the best on the boys' side. In Division II, Goodrich edged past Zeeland East for the girls' championship, and Allendale won the boys' championship. Freeland's T.J. Hansen lowered his own D2 record to 14 minutes, 50.5 seconds, which is the fourth fastest time in any division at MIS. Division 3 saw Lansing Catholic win the girls' title and Traverse City St. Francis the boys' title. And in Division 4, Whitmore Lake won the title on the girls' side, Hillsdale Academy on the boys' side. Kalamazoo Hackett Catholic Prep's Merrick Butkevich set a Division 4 record, running the race in 15 minutes, 9 seconds. For more from MIS, please check us out online. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross, and we'll be back next week.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit BlueOxCU.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
Are you interested in a career in metals and plastics distribution? Join the ALRO team. ALRO Steel and ALRO Plastics have over 3,000 teammates in 80 locations covering 16 states. At ALRO, you will receive extensive upfront training with many opportunities for advancement. Their core values include loyalty, honesty, and integrity. They offer competitive compensation and an excellent benefits package. Apply today at careers.alro.com. That's careers.alro.com.
At Performance Automotive Northwest, they are a bumper-to-bumper auto parts store, keeping your car on the road all year. But they do more than just auto parts. A lot more. Get your fall cleanup done with the right tools from Performance Auto. Leaf blowers and trimmers from Steel. Chainsaws from Steel and Husqvarna. Get your lawnmower and tractor winterized with their two John Deere ready-to-mow mobile service trailers. And don't forget your propane refills for hunting season. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road across from Meijer. Visit PerformanceAutomotiveNorthwest.com.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, the professor. Brian Haynes, as the halftime comes to a close here. We're getting ready to start the second half. Titans lead at 21-7. They will, however, be kicking off to the Ida Blue Streaks here to start the second half. So Ida with a chance to cut this down to a one-score game and start to feel like they're back in it.
Yeah, I don't know how your mind works. I know how mine works. It was 21-0, and Lumen felt like they had this game super in hand. And I was even thinking, like, is this going to be a running clock game? But, boy, all of a sudden, down two scores and getting the ball back.
New life, yeah. It
could be a game.
A couple score updates. Wow, a ton of score updates. Halftime, Constantine 27-22 over Olivet. Lansing Catholic 28-14 over Ovid LC. Hudson 14-0 lead over Union City. Riverview Gabriel Richard 30-12 lead over Manchester. And Springport up 21-14 against Reading, still in the first half. And 6:25 to play in the second quarter. Monroe St. Mary 21-6 lead over Clinton. Going all around the area, all around the state, really, there.
If you want to go out a little further, I see the Pistons winning by 16.
Holy.
Against the Hawks. Like, Pistons have three wins under their belt.
Yeah, they're starting to, I don't know, make a little noise. There's so much energy around the Lions and the Tigers this year that maybe it's carrying over into the Red Wings and the Pistons here as we continue into the season. Of course, Lion football Sunday night, Fox Sports 101.9 FM for you radio fans. 12 minutes on the clock here. Salazar teeing it up out there. And Ida coming from the sideline looking to get out and get this offensive possession begun. You know, Ida's coming in on five straight playoff appearances. Though, looking through their history, the furthest they've gone is the semis. This would be a huge, huge win for the program. One that I think they'd remember for a long, long time over at Ida. I've never been to Ida, have you? I can't recall.
Through Ida.
Yeah.
Yeah. Never really stopped as a destination.
Me either. Kickoff going down to the 7 and fielded there. Allring moving to the middle of the field. Now trying to bounce back outside. He's going to run into a wall of Titans. Carries it over to the 25. Still trying to push to gain. And then they push the pile backwards. They're going to mark it probably at the 28.
It's 5 seconds of rugby scrum.
Yeah. It was going forward for a moment, and then the Titans started to get the push, and it went way backward. Look at this little haze that we've got kind of hanging over the field out there. Is somebody burning leaves? 29-yard line, first and 10 for the Ida Blue Streak. And with 11:50 to go here, set 21-7 Titans, Ida. Comes out with that big set. I love when they get to the line and then they all go set down at the same time. Boom. Hand off. Pitch out to Allring. Looking to get to the outside. Tries to cut through the defense. Going to make it to the 30. Nothing more. 1 yard. Second and 9 for Ida.
Yeah, that of which you speak, kind of like I mentioned earlier, it has like a Army or Navy, a service academy feel. Air Force does it.
Yeah, just kind of a drill. Where they all, whatever it takes to go in unison down into their set.
They're closer to Air Force colors. We'll call them Air Force instead.
Yeah, I think you're right there if we're going to make the comparison. Oh, a little Navy-ish.
Yeah.
Need some more gold in there. A couple fakes and a handoff. It's still on his feet running. And they're going to get first down distance on this one.
To about the 42-yard line, first and 10 for Ida.
And that's Alring making the carry down to the 42-yard line. And again, just kind of gets behind that wall of blockers. And as they clear the way, he's able to rumble forward.
Hey, you and I were talking off air. We can see why they're 9-1. But the question is, can they beat a powerhouse like Lumen?
Yeah. They get set, pitch out to the right side. And again, squeezes through the line. Still on his feet, now cuts it back to the left side. Great tackle over there to keep that from being farther a further run. It does already go for about 15 and into Lumen territory at the put at the 45. But Dumont making a great tackle there to keep that from being a much more spectacular run. That could have been a touchdown. So a nice tackle, but still, first and 10, Ida, and they definitely seem to have something going a little more here in the second half.
Yeah, just body language even.
They get set. Another pitch out to Alring to the left side. He cuts through the middle of the line. He's on his feet past the sticks, out to the 30. And again, these defensive backs making the tackles now when it had been the defensive line doing it in the first half. They don't quite give him the 30, put it on the 31, but they move into Titans territory, and this is already the best drive of the game here for Ida.
Couple of plays going a little wider, too, this time.
Yeah, there's something they must have scouted in the first half against the defense, but they've gone to the sort of a pitch play rather than anything right up the middle. And there's a little misdirection, and this time the Titans caught it. They're going to knock him down for about a 3-4 yard loss all the way back to the 35, second down and 14.
Steve, I'll tell you what else it is. That was the first play that didn't go toward Jackson Wurtenberger's side. And that might be the plan that you might want to follow, that big 6'6 mountain.
You're going to see him lumber out of the huddle. Head. His helmet shows up above everyone's.
I'd be running left.
He's on the left side. They got a big set to the left side. That would seem the clear place to go. Handoff is that direction to Alring. And he's going to get a yard, but nothing more. Third down and about 12 here. With 9:15 to play, we're in the third quarter. 21-7 Titans, but Ida making a move here.
Making a move, but being in uncomfortable position here. Third and 12.
Yeah, this is a... And this is when you go out there, I think, if you're Ida in this position, you say, you know, we got two tries to get 12.
Sure.
Not,
yep.
We don't need to get it all here.
Yep,
we'd love to, but we don't have to.
Yep, they're looking for six, maybe.
Yep. They get set, and the give is into the middle of the play. No, capped! QB sneak, and he breaks a tackle in the backfield. Touchdown, Ida! And that was just it looked almost like a broken play. Maybe it's designed that way, but Dean Thomas takes that one to the house. Touchdown, Ida. We said they wanted to get six. We meant yards, not points, but they got the points since 21-13. So it couldn't have gone better to start the second half for Ida than to march downfield and score.
Yeah, it's amazing. One play making that difference. That we talked about Ida's body language being down, and they get that long touchdown pass right before the half, and all of a sudden we had a ball game.
Mm-hmm. The hold is good, and the extra point looks good, too. And it's 21-14. Touchdown brought to you by Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. We'll take a 30-second break, and the Titans will get their first try of the half with their lead down to 7 on WKHM.
This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you back, Jackson County, to the new school year. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest, go Mounties!
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Amarion Clay, Josh Dumont, deep to return here for the Titans, leading it 21-14, but it's 14 straight for Ida. Out-of-town score update, halftime. Springport leads Reading 21-14, and Monroe St. Mary Catholic Central 44-14, their lead over Clinton. some Division 7 scores there. I think the St. Mary's and Clinton winner plays Leslie, and the Leslie winner. A little pooch kick goes down to the 26. And is that fielded there and to the 35, out to the 37-yard line before he's knocked out of bounds.
Mason Herney.
Mason Herney, yeah, making that catch and a little run after. They get him out to the 38 on that one. And with 8:34 to go, the Titans offense comes back out.
It was funny. Ida had a couple drives that, to be honest, seemed like they were desperate drives. They needed to come away with points, and they did. Now, all of a sudden, this isn't desperate times or anything, but it feels like a big drive for Lumen. You got to answer. Keep that 14-point cushion. You don't want to give Ida any more good feels.
Shift on the line, strong side left for the Titans. They give to Cadell Williams, and he blasts through the line into the secondary, bounces outside. He's being chased from behind, gets away from a tackler. One guy to beat, and he's going to get him out of bounds out of the 20. But Cadell Williams, if you needed an answer, he picked up the phone.
Forced him out of bounds.
All the way into Ida territory, down to the 20-yard line. Cadell Williams with a big play there.
If Allen Iverson was here, he would probably admit, yeah, I don't mind sharing that nickname with Cadell. He can be the answer as well.
20-yard line now in Ida territory after a massive run there by Cadell. And you can feel it in the stands here. When he gets the football, there's this electricity of what could happen, and usually does. He's in the backfield all alone on this play. They go to him. He bounces to the right side. Now cuts it back in to the middle, into the secondary, and he'll carry for about 7 yards on the play down to the 14. That is where they mark it. So we'll call it second down and 3.
And you know, that was just a 7-yard run, but I don't think the typical fan understands how good a run that was. That was a run that most ball carriers get tackled for a 1-yard gain, maybe.
Yeah,
but he did a little jump cut, got away, got his 7 yards, and turned something into, or nothing into something.
7:48 to play here, third quarter. Titans lead it 21-14 with the ball now in the red zone. And they give to Rayburg.
Rayburg, the ball carrier.
Takes it past the 10. That'll be a first down for Lumen. And down to the 7 where Lumen Christie will have a first and goal.
Peyton Girth with the tackle for Ida.
This is where we do see Crowley keep it. We've seen him do this once already tonight, and you know, everybody's looking where's number one. That's when Crowley gives him the fake and bootlegs out and sometimes walks in untouched.
Yeah, especially after the couple of runs he's had on this possession, they kind of do that play calling where they build off of that. They pitch it out to Cadell to the left, and he's going to slice in to the goal line. And they're going to say stop short. Down to the 2. Looked like he might get to the end zone, but he's going to get stopped short. So I don't have another chance to keep him out of the end zone. Under 7 minutes to play in the third, and the Titans continue the drive. Second and goal from inside of the 2-yard line.
During the regular season, this is oftentimes Rayburg territory. Tonight, though, they're just having him clear holes and giving it to Cadell. We'll see.
Rayburg's a fullback. Deep back is Cadell. They do give to Rayburg, and he dives in. It looks like a touchdown. That's confirmed. And Lumen Christie responds to the Ida score with a score of their own. 27-14 now. Lumen Christie's lead expands, and Mr. Automatic Andrew Salazar will come and try to make it 28-14.
Yeah, well, that was an important answer for that Lumen Christie offense, and frankly made it look pretty easy.
So we're holding. Salazar attempting the extra point.
Snap is good. Hold is good. Kick is good. 28-14, 6:28 to play third quarter, 30-second commercial break. Ida tries again when we return on WKHM.
The way we use our homes is changing, and your local Carrier experts are here to improve your indoor comfort, from optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier.
Lamers Heating and Air Conditioning, Jackson County's premier Carrier dealer on Lansing Ave. For services like preventative maintenance, new installations, or replacements, give them a call at 517-787-6984 or visit them online at lamersheating.com.
Carrier, turn to the experts.
Lamers.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Ida kick return team taking their positions. Andrew Sales will put the boots to it here. And Ida, you know, you got to at least go out there with a little confidence that you can go out and put up points, not just a fluky kind of long passing play, but they were able to put together a drive on their last possession.
Looked like the drive we expected.
Yeah. That kick's going to go all the way down to the 3, fielded there by Allring. He's up to the 15, and he's going to get met by the kick return team right at the 20. He stopped first and 10 for the Blue Streaks.
What's more automatic? Andrew Salazar kicking an extra point, or Rich Karasik with a 5-foot bogey putt? I see super fan Rich Karasik in the stands. That's kind of what made me think of that.
I'm going to take him. I'm going to take Karasik for the putt.
If it's for bogey.
Yeah, birdie putt, there's some stress. Bogey, I can do that. You look away and putt it, and it goes in. I miss it for birdie, but the no-look bogey putt goes every time. Ida, first and 10 from the 20, gets set, pitched out. And Boston through the line into the secondary on his feet out to the 40, 45. Spun down at the 50, tumbling down at the 50. Shoestring tackle. But on the carry, Wyatt Dirkman. Dirk Mott.
Yeah.
Anyway, 6 minutes to play in the third quarter, and Ida's at midfield right away.
I thought Dirk Mott was going to bust that, too, if it weren't for Cash Kelleher being kind of long. He might have, because it took all every inch of him to grab him down by the shoestrings.
Yeah, nice run by Ida, well blocked, and they definitely, their line has started to kind of, it's rhythm. I feel like it's rhythm for this. As much as we talk about how they do things in unison, the rhythm has shown up, and there's a little fake and keep and mistake there by Thomas. As he carries that out to the left, from under center, a couple fakes to the running backs, rolls out, and he was fortunate to only lose 2 on that play. Second down and 12 for Ida at their own 48.
Steve, we obviously haven't seen Ida this year ourselves, but I'm guessing they're a lot like Lumen Christie in fact that they probably wear down opponents too, because they have a big old line.
Ida on the second and 12. Get set. Pitch out to Allring. He cuts it back in the middle. He's into the secondary. Now cut back across the field. He's going to get caught from behind. But he gets to the first down. And then some 28-yard line is where Allring comes down. Another big run for Ida. And they continue to move the rock into Lumen territory. All the way down to the 27.
And I don't know if this is them wearing Lumen down a little bit, or if it's just that things are working a little better. I'm not sure which it is, but these are kind of the runs that we were expecting to see in the first half and just didn't see many.
Yeah, we got a glimpse of it, but not sustained like this and consistent, and they come back out, and now you feel like the Titans feel like they're guessing a little bit as to where things are going to go. This time a pitch out to the right side, and again able to cut through the line into the secondary to the 10. Battled out of bounds at the 9-yard line. And again, another first down run. And Wyatt Dirkmott finding his rhythm here in the second half. And a couple big runs on this drive, taking Ida down to the 8-yard line here. First and goal. 4:18 to go. It's 28-14 Titans, but Ida knocking on the door. Will Lumen Christie invite him in?
I don't know.
Oh. Strong side right here for Ida. out of that tee. They give it right in the middle. No, keep by the quarterback, and he does that, dives into the end zone. Dean Thomas. And now I feel like he's run that play a couple times with success, and he just kind of keeps it, and he's almost hiding behind the runner until he has space, and then he takes off.
Yeah, I'm telling you, we're up high and can see what's going on, and it's tough for us. I'm sure down at field level, you just got to tackle anybody. You can't tell who has it.
Yeah, if he gets behind one of those big guys, Thomas is not huge, so he gets behind one of those big guys that's able to clear some road for him, he can take off and go. And we got a Lumen Christie injury right now being helped off the field. Looks like an ankle. And that is Antoine Baker. So you hate to see the Titans lose him right there in the middle where they need everything they have up there tonight against this Ida team. So they score 28-20 now, the score. Another touchdown for Aspen, 1 hour heating and air conditioning, and an extra point coming for the Ida Blue Streaks.
This kicker, Dirk Matt, he's kind of hooked a couple, like where he's messing with that left upright.
There's the snap, hold is down and good. That one looks like it's in the middle, and the kick is good. 28-21, Titans lead is back to 7, 4:13 to play. After a 30-second break, the Titans get the ball back on WKHM.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, the professor, Brian Haynes. I hear your wife doesn't like that nickname.
Oh, no, she loves it.
She loves it?
I make her call it.
Shirt now and stuff. 4:13 to play. Titans back to return. Josh Dumont standing on the 10, and Marion Clay also on the 10. Depending on where this kick goes, they've kind of not kicked it deep yet.
It's coming to an up, man.
That's going to go to the 29. Herney's got it again, and this time he smashes in the line. Oh man, that was a punishing collision there. Herney got the best of it. Leans forward from the 40 down to the 42, and that's where the Titans offense will come out and get things started. 4:06 to play in the third. Lot different second half back and forth than we had in the first half. Ida really has come alive, and I don't know if it's what we would say we expected, Brian, but it's a lot more like we thought it could look.
Yeah, well, both teams not really making mistakes, and the offense is slowing them down. You know, Ida had one play that had a loss of 2 yards, but they got a big gouging play after that right away. But both teams staying ahead.
And for Ida trailing, this is where they need to make something happen on the defense. So far, Crowley and Cadell Williams has been a difference maker. End around here for Marion Clay, and he's going to have some room to run to the 50, to the 40, 35, 30, 20. Marion Clay to the house. Touchdown, Lumen. 57 yards, to the end zone. Unexpected there. You're watching, as you said, you have to account for Cadell Williams first. Amarion Clay on the end around. He's an electric runner, and we expect that there'll be a lot more plays like that coming for Amarion Clay in the future. This time it's huge. Titans in the end zone, and it's 34-21.
Yeah, even though it's usually the same cast of characters, there's others in waiting, Clay being one of them.
Salazar's kick is through. Senor Automatico with the make. It's 35-21 Titans. 30-second break, and we'll kick it off again on WKHM.
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM and online at WKHM.com.
Well, the back and forth second half continues here. Titans 35-21 lead. Ida will see if they can keep this back and forth going. A ping pong battle here. Can they hold serve?
It's like a stare down. Who's going to blink first?
Salazar with a laser kickoff that's going to go into the end zone, and Ida will have to do it from the 20. 3:54 to go here. We're in the third quarter.
You know, Salazar is a weapon. We talk about him, but the difference in field position, you know, Ida, they kick off, they have to do those little pooches, and Lumen keeps starting at the 40.
Mm-hmm. 20 yards difference every time. You know?
Yep.
When you add that up throughout the course of a game, it's a whole lot more offensive plays you need to do well than your opponent does.
Let's see. 9 times.
Teach government, right?
Yeah, I could do that, though.
All right, a first down, pitches out. And this time, it's almost like Lumen was ready for that after it happened a couple times on the last possession. Still gets 2 yards on the carry, but again, they pitch it over to Wyatt Dirtmott out to the right side, and this time he doesn't take it 15 yards. He's brought down for a 2-yard gain. Second down at about 8.
Dirtmott's had a great third quarter. You know, early in the first half, it was either Dean Thomas or really nobody.
Yeah.
Dirtmott stepped up.
3:21 and ticking down. 35-21 Titans. Ida Blue Streaks with the football. They run that straight T. And they pitch it out again, going back to Dirtmott to that right side, and he's able to sidestep a couple defenders. Grabbed as he gets past the 30. That should be first down distance, though, and they will move the chains. They give him about the 31-yard line.
Steve, I see Antoine Baker in the sidelines, kind of getting some one-on-one reps with the trainer. It looks like he might be ready to go back in.
Good news for Titans fans and for the middle of that defensive line. 2:50 to play in the third quarter. A lot of scoring happening here. It's 21-7 at the half. It's 35-21 now. And the difference has been the Ida offense. They got a fresh set of downs here from the 31 on their own side of the field. Thought it was had some movement up there. But no flag. And football maybe came loose at the end of the play.
Well, Lumen's saying they have it.
Saying they came up with it.
And I think they did.
I think the officials are saying they he might have been down, or at least forward progress had been stopped. As Baker comes back in here. So they'll just say it's second down and 7 yards here or so after the run on first down for Ida. 2:03 to play, third quarter. Ida gets set. A couple of fakes, they go left side. I think Allring maybe over there. Down to the 37-yard line. And that'll make it third and about 4 here for Ida.
Steve, I got to believe the rest of the way, anything under, you know, like 5 or 6, it's going to be 4-down territory for Ida, trailing by 14. Knowing what the Lumen Christi offense can do.
Student section over here for Lumen getting loud. Third down play for Ida. They go pitch out to Allring left side. He's got the first down chain. Bounces off away from a tackler. Carries a guy down to the 45 into Titan territory. So when they needed a gain, they go to Allring, and he gives them that and more out to the 45-yard line into Titan territory. Nice gain on third down for Ida, and the offense continues to roll.
And again, going out wide there. like that's where a lot of the big runs have come.
Take it out inside of a minute to go here in the third quarter. Ida looking to cut this to a one-score game again. Trailing 35-21 for first and 10 from the left hash on the 45-yard line in Lumen territory. They set. This time it's going to be a keep for the QB. No! Did he hand it off? He did. He got me on that one. I thought that was going to be that one where Thomas just carries. Instead, he gave it up. And that is Jeremiah Hoffman with a nice carry out to the 31. And that'll be another first down for Ida with 35 seconds to play here, third quarter. That's running. They will have to get one play in before we end the third quarter here with 21 seconds on the shot clock. They call it the play clock. I like the shot clock.
I'm going to say it's a run.
They set. They run. And they don't go very far. So that's at the 30-yard line. 1 yard on first down, second and nine. And that'll be the last play of the third quarter. Ida got things going a little bit here. Two scores in the third quarter. They'll look to have their third score in the second half, but they'll have to do it in the fourth quarter. 60-second commercial break. Lumen leads at 35-21 on WKHM. Back in a minute.
Avenue Auto has moved. Still located on West Michigan Avenue, you can find Avenue Auto across the street from their previous location on the curve, where there's more room, more vehicles, and more deals. Avenue Auto is still the pathway to Jackson's top pre-owned vehicles, featuring vehicles ranging from $5,000 to $20,000. No money for a down payment? Inquire about their zero down program. Avenue Auto, family owned, treating you well for 30 years. Located in their new lot on West Michigan Avenue, across from their previous location on the curve.
Have a leaky faucet, stubborn clogged drain, or not getting enough hot water for your morning showers? Don't let plumbing problems disrupt your day. Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. Whether your hot water heater is on the fritz and is in need of repair or replacement, your shower drain is backing up, or you just have a leaky faucet that needs fixing, we have you covered. Call Grimes Plumbing today to schedule your service call at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
So Allring on second down and nine. He's able to break a tackle, take it out to the 20-yard line.
Allring, the ball carrier.
Knocked out of bounds there, but it will be first down distance and a fresh set for Ida as we start the fourth quarter with a first down run. I hope to not jinx us, Brian, but as we start the fourth quarter here, it's been a pretty clean game with, what, two flags maybe?
Way to jinx us. Like Oliver from the Brady Bunch.
Hey, thank you again to Minuteman Sewer and Drain for being one of our sponsors here in the game tonight. Minuteman Sewer, they open drains that others can't. First and 10 from the 20, Ida. Thomas under center. And it looks like maybe at least he looked like he thought it was dropped, and I think the Titans did get the fumble recovery.
This time I think they did.
Yep.
Still no signal, though. They're talking about it.
There's the signal, and you can hear the ovation from the crowd here. Well, you can see that. We can see pretty clearly on the exchange there for Thomas. He could tell that it got let go onto the carpet, and the Titans were all over it.
We said it kind of almost had like a stare down feel, and I think the other fella just blinked.
That was the lost the staring contest. 17-yard line now as the Titans take over after the fumble recovery turnover, the first turnover of the game tonight. 11:23 to play, and the Titans look to add to their 14-point lead. Hand off to Cadell Williams. He goes nowhere on that one, though. Maybe a yard for Cadell. And second down and nine for the Titans from the 18.
Steve, I don't want to jinx Lumen Christi, but when's the last time they were stopped? Just that first drive, right?
Yeah,
they've scored every time since. We'll see if I'm Oliver.
Running clock at Clinton, where Monroe St. Mary Catholic Central is beating them 51-14.
They're just kind of always good at everything, aren't they?
That seems to be the case. Titans Play action, Crowley. Oh, nobody, don't. They didn't buy the fake. He's running for his life. He's going to lose a couple. And there was a suplex at the end of the play. Crowley brought down. 10:30 to play, and it's going to bring up. See where they spot that. Third down at about 9 here for the Titans. So this might be a opportunity for Iden to get off the field here and have no damage done after the turnover, although it is going to move them back significantly field possession-wise. It's not all said and done yet here, though, as the Titans still have third down play upcoming with just 9 to gain and Cadell Williams in the backfield.
And if Ida was going to entertain a comeback, it had to be a stop here.
Shotgun, and Cadell Williams goes out of the backfield. They're going to look to throw, and now a flag coming out for a false start, so the Titans are going to move it back 5 and make it even tougher here on third down.
The Titans, it's a 5-yard penalty.
Steve, I don't mind just launching one up high and deep to Kalahar and let him go ahead and try to come down with it. And worst thing is, you pick it and turns out to be like a punt.
You know, they don't throw it a ton, Brian, but I can't recall the last time Kalahar didn't make a catch that was thrown toward him.
Yeah.
Legitimately, I'm not exaggerating.
No, you're right. And if it's 50-50, he's definitely an 80-20 type guy.
He's out split wide left. They are going to look to throw. They go to him one-on-one over there, and he's got it. First down catch. Kalahar makes the catch.
Right on cue.
And, gosh, Brian, that was almost what you said. He probably could almost just close his eyes and throw it up there. Kalahar saw the football well before the defender did and was able to adjust to it, go up and make the catch, and get a first down for the Titans all the way out to the 38-yard line for Lumen.
Yeah, and what a weapon. And again, Crowley throws a nice catchable ball, too. You know, he didn't have to throw it on a line. He just threw it up high and let Kalahar go get it.
Gain of about 22, I think, on the play. First and 10, Lumen, and now you feel like the fumble definitely hurt him. They give to Cadell Williams, and he gets out on the breakaway, sprint up the sideline.
See ya.
Wow.
There's
speed in its purest form as he broke through the line and gets into that secondary, and you've got 4 Ida defenders that, if that's most any other running back, 20-yard gain out of that, taken out on the sideline there. Cadell Williams was pulling away from them, and they knew, as soon as we knew, that no one was going to catch him. Touchdown, Lumen, 41-21 with 8:55 to play.
You could almost just feel that after the huge Kalahar catch, that just deflating in the very next play.
There's the snap on the kick. Here, Automatic. German for Mr. Automatic Salazar makes the kick. 42-21 our score. Ida will get it back when we return. 30-second commercial break on WKHM.
Loading the kids in the car. Brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center above the post office in downtown Jackson, 787-1704, for a competitive quote. Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
.855 still to go here, 42-21, a 3-score lead, and Lumen again just kind of outlasting Ida. Ida's had a great effort, and it's been one of the teams that's been most ready for this Lumen Christie opponent, but that just goes to show you how prepared the Titans are to come out here and play mistake-free football and go out and get wins.
Not only prepared, but they're Ida, but just better at it.
Yeah. And again, Ida has played well, especially here in the second half. They field the kick at about the 4-yard line. So acceleration on his feet out to the 27.
Thomas, the ball carrier, up to about the 27.
Thomas on the return.
For the Blue Streaks.
Dean Thomas with that kick return.
What's going to interest me personally is, you know, do they keep it on the ground, or at this point in time with 8:49 down three scores, do you air it out a little bit? Like, will we see at least a couple passes?
I think they're at least going to put the passing game in play here as Owen Snyder came in, and he'll be the quarterback.
This would be a good play to do it. First down, some kind of play action type thing.
Pitch out mishandled, and look at that! Another fumble, and Lumen right there to grab it. I didn't even see who it was.
Grandy, I think.
Grandy there. He was on the ground and just reached out and pulled that in. So another fumble, mishandled pitch. And that's one of the things you can run into with changing in and out with the quarterback. And Owen Snyder's not in, you know, can't fully be in rhythm on a pitch or something. And certainly you do your best to make there no difference between guys throwing a pitch, but there must be a little at least.
Yep.
And so they fumble it at the 24-yard line. It's recovered, and the Titans are there with a chance to go ahead by four scores and put this away. 8:45 to play.
We seldom have a game where we don't call Keegan Grandy's name at least once, making a big defensive play.
They give to Williams, trying to bounce out to the right side, and trying to cut back in, still on his feet, and bounces out to the outside. One guy to mash into at the line, stayed on his feet. He didn't get bumped out of bounds, but what a play by Cadell Williams. Nothing really there for him to turn it upfield. He just kept bouncing out to the right side and eventually got to the edge and turned it up. And first and goal, Lumen Christie from the three.
First and goal for Lumen.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. I hope the fans appreciate what they're seeing, because he is a special high school running back.
Yeah, we were there at Ford Field. He came within a couple plays of setting the state championship record.
And anybody just listening to us, you know, we talk about what it is, but you kind of got to see it.
Yeah.
This is one where you do need to see it.
They go to, looks like Rayburg down in the middle. And
Rayburg.
Crowley thought he got it. I think they're going to put him at like the one-inch line here. Second down. The official signals. How often during a game do the officials have to just say no to the players? Everybody on Lumen thought he was in.
Yep.
Yeah. Like, they just go, no. Every time the football comes out at any point in the play, they think it's a change of possession, and the refs just go, no. Second down.
You know, that Rayburg run really was beneficial to Lumen. That's going to knock another 30 seconds off. And, I mean, you just feel like they're going to punch it in, whether it's this play or the next.
And again, they've done that. You know, what do you hope for? I get a false start here. Uh-oh.
That was the one thing that I guess you could do is get a false start or some kind of hold. Or
little too eager there. They called the QB keep for Crowley, and he looked like they took off a little early. And so 7:47 to go here in the fourth quarter. The clock stops. 42-21 Lumen. Looking to make it 48 here.
When's the last time in your life you've just been a little too eager? Have you been eager lately? I don't know that I've been eager since like 2021 or something.
I've been eager. And I can't put a finger out exactly when it was. But I've been eager. Eagerness is a...
Eager to make a birdie putt or something.
Eager to play golf. Jeez. Knowing that I had a tournament or something coming up. Eager to tee off. They give to Rayburg again here from the five, and he's going to get to the four, maybe. So make it third down. Or is that second? No, it is third.
But it still feels like, you know, they have two plays here to get 4 yards. It's Lumen Christie offense pretty hard to stop unless they stop themselves.
You're up three scores with 7 minutes here. I don't think they're feeling urgent.
No.
They're not going to do anything crazy to try to score here. They'll run that play clock way down, and they'll hand it off to somebody. And if they turn it over here inside of the five, well, it's not the worst case scenario. Third down and goal from the 4 yard line. Crowley gives to Williams, tries to slice in, does slice in. Touchdown, Lumen. Cadell Williams again. He got skinny, slid in through that tight squeeze. Bounces into the end zone for another Lumen Christie touchdown, 48-21 Titans.
That's four for Williams. I don't know that anyone really needs to stick around to hear who our player of the game is going to be. If you're listening to the game, you might figure that out by now.
Meanwhile, Monsieur Automatique of his seventh extra point of the night, 49-21. Lumen Christie with 6:31 to play. 30-second commercial break, and we'll kick it off one more time.
Wilby Transit Mix has been family-owned and operated since 1907. We are proud to be a part of this community, and we embrace the improvements and changes made to the infrastructure, commercial construction industry, and especially the residential markets here in Jackson County. We specialize in all things concrete-related, from the latest tools and supplies to overhead concrete pumping and material trucking. Give us a shout at 782-9493 and let well over 100 years of experience go to work for you. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
.com. 6:31 left in this tilt, 49-21, a valiant effort in the second half here for Ida, undone by a couple of fumbles. But really, they did buck up and come out here with a good game plan for the second half. Execution left a little to be desired, and more mistakes. Just more mistakes than Lumen has made. The well-oiled Titan machine put up seven touchdowns, and Ida just couldn't continue that kind of a run. And now the kick gets past the return guys into the end zone, so we'll start things up at the 20 for the Ida Blue Streaks.
You know, Lumen's put up a lot of touchdowns when you've gone at least four languages deep of how you can say Mr. Automatic. I appreciate the French version last.
Do you anticipate? I mean, we're going to have to start going into.
Oh.
We're gonna have to
do you know Mandarin?
I was going to say, unpronounceable to me, different languages.
Yeah, things that we might be capable of saying, we might be about out.
I know, we might have to take a like language class so that next week we can freshen up the Mr. Automatic.
Yep. My partner, Steve Rosetta Stone Boyle.
Here we go. Ida out there. If you're gonna, if you're entertaining any thought of getting back into this one, you got to do it now. They give it to Thomas. Pass the 25. So about 6 yards on first down.
I'd be lying to you if I'm entertaining any of those ideas. Just want our listeners to keep listening, I guess.
It would be entertaining if they did it.
It would.
But I'm not entertaining any prospect of it.
That's
6:09,
true.
And let's move on. Maybe the more interesting thing is what's going on the other side of the of this this bracket as they pitch it out on second and four. And they'll get close to the 30. They'll make it third and about one. But Constantine currently leading Olivet 30-24 with 9:50 to go. So still a one-score game to find out who the Titans host next week.
Constantine sure has been a powerhouse.
Indeed. They've been around. Gosh, they've ruined a couple of potential playoff runs for a couple of area teams. I think Michigan Center bumped into Constantine a couple times.
Yep.
5:21 and I'm ticking. Third and one for Ida. And the flag coming in for a false start. Two officials spotted that one. So third and one turns to third and six. We'll just stop the clock at 5:16. Thank you again to Minuteman Sewer and Drain sponsoring with us tonight on High School Football for the Lumen Christie Titans. Also, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffey, Soft Water, Bailey Excavating, Wolverine Seal Coating, Trips Collision Center, our postseason title sponsor.
It's deer season.
It is.
You hopefully don't need to see Trips, but you know, people are going to.
There's no doubt about it. Back to throw and out to the flat. Caught there and a nice run after catch, but the sideline was the enemy to the 27, and that'll bring up a fourth down for Ida.
Yeah, about 3 yards.
It was third and six, and they got about three.
Yeah, Ida has a lot of enemies now. The sideline, Lumen Christie's defense, and the clock.
It's all working against them. And us. 5:04 until we can call tonight and start thinking about Michigan football tomorrow. Another tough one against the unbeaten Hoosiers. You hear that on 970. Pitch out on fourth down, and let's see if they move it. They do. First down. Ida first down at the 30 and a half. 31. Fully got that first down.
I see Michigan 14 and a half point dogs. How do you feel about that? Is that a little bit too much? Or
no, I think that feels right.
Yeah.
Weirdly. Indiana's been impeccable this year. I think the way they manhandled Sparty. I think Michigan played better than expected against Oregon.
Yeah, they did.
There's a handoff and a big gain on first down for Ida. Brought down near midfield. Give him about 15 on the carry.
Over the 45-yard line.
And that was Jeremiah Hoffman. They do put it back to the 48-yard line. So still not quite to midfield, but Ida moving it here as we get down to the 420 mark.
That was around about a half hour ago. We kind of would have had said with some excitement, but.
Yep. They give it back to Hoffman. He bursts through again, and a big collision in the backfield. He gets into Lumen territory. And that's out to the 36-yard line. First and 10 to Ida as we go down to 4 minutes. Hoffman again with the carry. Now he'll take a break to the sideline. I don't know if he got banged up on that hit there. I just want to give him a breather.
Nolan Huff took the brunt of that Hoffman run there.
Huge Ida line sits down, and they give it up the middle. And that's Thomas to the 31. So about 5 yards on first down, second and five for Ida, 3:42 to play.
That was going to go for some big yards if Rayburg doesn't make that tackle. That was a good tackle there.
Three and a half left in this one.
Do you think about getting your guys off the field now, or is it? I know as a coach, you're always worried that what could happen, but boy, it'd take a miracle now.
Pitch out to Ida, going to get hit at the 30, so about 2 yards on the carry for Wyatt Dirknot. Down to 3 minutes here.
Gary Saunders and Basinski on the stop. Going to bring up third down.
So there are a few new guys out there. Basinski in there playing linebacker now.
Ida sets, hands off. And Thomas bursting through the line. He's going to get the first down, and they'll dance him out of the sideline at the 17.
Ball carrier. Nolan Huff pushes him out of bounds. It's enough for an Ida first down.
Huff kind of remind me of a rodeo guy there just grabbing a steer and trying to yank it down, you know, because of all the rodeo I watch.
I know that. Is that on? Can you bet on rodeo on DraftKings?
I'm going to say no.
I'm kind of eyeballing. We had a spectator over there on the sideline take a dump there. A fall. Okay. I meant fall. I don't mean to make light of it. Hopefully the trainers got him and they'll be fine. But the first down carry goes nowhere for Ida. 2:24 now on the clock running again. Springport 29-22 lead over Reading in the fourth quarter. And Decatur leads Saugatuck 16-7. The winner of those two will play.
Ida season 121 seconds away from being over.
And there's a handoff and gain down to the 14. It's just going to be let's see.
Third and
7 is the call here.
And that was Jake Contant with the tackle. Another new Titan defender.
Insiders Snyder taking the snap, hands off. Hoffman going to take that into the end zone. Gosh, he runs big. Where was that at times tonight? He takes it to the end zone. Touchdown, Ida. 49-27 with 79 seconds left, and some of the Titan faithful start to get up and head to the exit, feeling like they've seen all they need to see, and they'll get ready to come back next week.
I don't know if Rockford's own Tim Cooper has any swan songs to sing as well as he sang the national anthem.
It's a highly trained vocalist. We didn't know we were in the presence of such skill sets. Ida, another extra point here. And Dirk Mott doesn't feel as automatic out there. I don't know Spanish for pretty good, but the hold is down. The kick is up there, and that's through again for Dirk Knapp. 1:19 to play. We'll keep it here between now and the next kickoff.
You can be a referee. In fact, we need to get you out there.
Muy bueno. Senor muy bueno. For Dirk Mott on the extra points tonight. 49-28 our score here. And again, thank you to our Industrial Steel Treating, our first quarter sponsor. And stay tuned for the post game Industrial Steel Treating player of the game announcement. Unless you haven't been listening all game, you kind of might know what name we might pencil in, but...
Rhymes with Schmidale. Williams.
Sounds like. the onside kick it here if you're Ida?
Nah. Just booted away. It's going to be the pooch kick, and Lynn can
Dirk
hit
Mott's
a couple kneels, and we'll call it good.
Dirk Mott's over there going, hey, can I onside kick it? Oh, no, he's like, can I have a football? Minute 19 left on the clock here, and trying to see if I can get any more. Oh, coming through. It is a final now. Wow, they had a bunch of time left. Constantine 38, Olivet 24. So the Titans will move on to play Constantine next week.
Here in Lumen Christi, right?
Here at Lumen Christi.
Okay.
Matter of fact, now the top seed remaining is Lumen Christi after Almont lost last week. They do. Kind of bump one up, and look at the speed.
Wow.
Wow. Just missed. Thomas went after him and dipped just in time to avoid a targeting call. That was coming in helmet first.
Jack Fitzpatrick got down, and it was a good thing. That was some frustration coming out of that Dean Thomas.
Well, he had to steam. I think he was going after to try and grab that football, and... once he knew he wasn't going to grab it, he thought, maybe I'll lay some lumber on this kid. And Fitzpatrick dipped underneath.
The football or Fitzpatrick's head, I don't think Thomas cared which one he was going to get.
Not.
So, a couple kneel downs.
Yeah,
I don't know that Alma or that Ida would burn timeouts at this time. I don't think so.
No, they come out victory formation here. Crowley takes the knee.
Where's Benny Gaston? That's his job.
Usually Benny gets the gig.
If I'm Benny, I'm just going in right now. Crowley, Benny, you're out.
Benny, take the night off. Crowley's got this one.
Benny's like, can we not hurt my rushing average anymore with the minus one?
I'll take the knee on all these games, but you got to promise I get one carry at some point this year for more than 6 yards.
He's going to need a couple carries because right now his season total is minus 32 on 32 carries.
All on kneel downs, yeah.
Yeah, yep.
That's going to do it here. Ida came out in the second half with a great game plan, great effort, stuck around the whole game and played it tough. A couple mistakes really cost them. Let's take 2 minutes and we'll come back and wrap up this broadcast from Lewin Christie. The Titans win 49-28 and move on to the regional district championship Titans here tonight again on WKHM. Back in two.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley & Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
At Performance Automotive Northwest, they are a bumper-to-bumper auto parts store, keeping your car on the road all year. But they do more than just auto parts. A lot more. Get your fall cleanup done with the right tools from Performance Auto. Leaf blowers and trimmers from Steel. Chainsaws from Steel and Husqvarna. Get your lawnmower and tractor winterized with their two John Deere ready-to-mow mobile service trailers. And don't forget your propane refills for hunting season. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road across from Meijer. Visit PerformanceAutomotiveNorthwest.com.
In our 90 years, County National Bank has experienced many changes, from typewriters to computers, catalogs to e-commerce, and rotary phones to smartphones. We've been here through all of them. For 90 years, we provided mortgages that built memories, loans that grew businesses, and support for local charities. Simply put, CNB provides better banking by helping business and personal customers reach their dreams, big or small. Discover 90 years of better banking at your local branch or cnbb.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 399979.
Need metal? Alro Metals Outlet makes buying metals and plastics fast and simple. Their retail stores are open to the public to walk in and shop. Their customers include machine shops, job shops, contractors, welders, hobbyists, artists, and do-it-yourselfers. Alro Metals Outlet stores offer saw cutting and shearing while you wait. Michigan locations include Jackson, Ann Arbor, Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Lansing, Livonia, Troy, and Warren. Learn more at alro.com.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM and online at WKHM.com.
Luma Christi victorious tonight, 49-28 the final, and the Titans beat Ida. I'll tell you what, Ida came out and was tough, and again, a couple fumbles, and you never know how this is different if that doesn't happen, but you make the mistakes, and Lumen capitalizes on those more than they make them, and that's kind of Lumen Christie's best feature, is that they just go out and play mistake-free football most of the time, and tonight was one of those nights, and they capitalized. 49 points total is a big number for Lumen. We talked in the pregame about Ida scoring 40 points plus regularly tonight. 28, still a big number against Lumen Christie, and after last week's affair, where the Titans dominated throughout the game their opponent, they came out tonight and were not able to do that same domination over this Ida team.
I'm sorry, Steve. I heard you say two things, best feature and big numbers. How does the best feature of 25 carries for 305 yards and four touchdowns, that's a pretty good feature, and those are some pretty large numbers from Cadell Williams.
Yeah, Player of the Game is sponsored by Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, and Cadell Williams brought the heat to the game tonight to the tune of 300 yards and four touchdowns. That's impressive statistical data.
Like, I guess we need to find out if that's school record. Now, you would think that it would be, but there was somebody named Kari Willis that played here that I recall that might have put up some numbers.
Vaguely. Like he had an okay career.
I think he was pretty good. We need to find that out. Nobody's around. Everybody left. I guess we might have to wait.
Maybe before next week we can come up with that information. But again, the Titans win. They're district champions. They move on to the regional semis. And that is going to be against Constantine, who won out over Olivet. And our information there. So Constantine moves now to 8-3 on the year. They play a tough league over there. That's like Montague and all the teams that you hear about but never see. That's that over there, all tough. It's one of those tough leagues. Oh, that's really good. You know, they had a good year.
Yeah, Constantine for years just plays that same style too as I does. Just grind it out, and you know, all these, seems like all the Division 6, 7 powerhouses just have good running attacks. That,
it does feel yeah, that way. Yep. A lot, yeah. So, again, we'll be back in action. I'm anticipating, someone told me a couple years ago that if If it's up to her, the game will be Friday night. Some games you get in the postseason, they start shifting them to Saturday. But if it's up to her, we'll be back on Friday night, and I anticipate that he'll get to have his say before they make a decision to host that game on a Friday night here at Lumen.
I think I'd like to think that it's probably up to Herb.
Yeah. Just hoping for, knock on wood, weather like we had tonight, and another Lumen Christi victory. Constantine, the scheduled opponent. Other games that we had, I didn't get a ton of finals. Oh, I do have some finals coming in. Hudson 30-7 win over Union City as Hudson moves on. Reading took a score and took a lead, 30-29 over Springport. Still 5:16 to play in that one at our last update. So still a chance for Springport to move on. That's a Big 8 battle over there. And let's see what else I had. Decatur leading Saugatuck 16-7 after three quarters. Monroe St. Mary Catholic Central all over Clinton 51-14. And let's see, Riverview, Gabriel Richard with a win over, where did I have that one at? Or 30-12, they were leading Manchester, looking to take out the Dutch and kind of see the conclusion of all the area teams, except maybe Springport holding on to something. I think Leslie was doing all right last. I think they got a score out of that. Or no, they play tomorrow, I think, actually, Leslie does. So still a lot of football to happen this weekend. You want to get all the scores and a rundown of the game still to come. Well, you want to tune in tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. for Sports Saturday with Luke Moorhead II, our executive producer on the broadcast tonight. Any final thoughts tonight, Brian Haynes?
Well, you know what? I was just happy to be in this stadium tonight to watch Caddell Williams, because you don't get too many times where you get to witness 300-yard games, and it wasn't 300 yards on 35 carries. It was 300 yards on 25. I mean, he, like I said, and we said it throughout, he was special. I don't know how else to say it. He was just different than the other guys on the field tonight.
Yeah, get a little feeling like at some point you're going to hear something from Caddell Williams and we're going to go, hey, we used to call his games when he was playing in high school. You know what I mean? Like, there's more to happen in his career beyond high school, and you saw it on display tonight. So he'll be important next week against Constantine if Lumen Christi wants to continue their run of consecutive state championships. It's at 2 right now in Division 7. You move up to Division 6, same story, different division. It feels that way anyway, but I think one of the things you think about the Titans, and you've got this legacy here at the school, and of course Herb Brogan's run of contributions to the lore of the school. Nobody in that locker room, nobody on that roster takes any of that for granted. I think they go out and outwork everybody every week, and that keeps that going, and there's something to be said for the players, that the former players and families that you see here every week, and the players on the roster, they all take that very seriously, that they want to be part of that Lumen Christi history. And you can see the kind of attention they get when they come back for the Hall of Fame. And I think, it's just that legacy, it's self-fulfilling almost, because once it's there, everybody who's involved wants to keep it going.
Yeah, and you look out on the field right now, and you see the family support, too. You know, all the players are standing around with family members around them. And I mean, it's a community, and it's a tight-knit one, and it's one of the reasons that culture is why they are what they are.
Yeah. And by the way, I want to say a little something about the Ida fan base too. They came and filled the stands. They were energetic the entire game. They brought a little pep band. The cheerleaders were wild, and they came out and they played as well as anyone's played against Lumen all year, and we've been at a lot of those games. So nothing to hang your head about, Ida. You just ran into a buzzsaw tonight, and you had a great year and a great game tonight. Even just a couple mistakes that I know at some point they're going to wish they had those back.
And minus McKenzie and Raya, the fans seem pretty knowledgeable.
Yeah, they do. Oh, man, threw under the bus.
Well, don't tell me it's going to be 21-18.
Thanks again to Minuteman Sewer and Drain, all of our fine sponsors here on the game tonight, Industrial Steel Treating, our player of the game, Caddell Williams. To Luke Moorhead back in the studio for the Professor Brian Haynes, I'm Steve Boyle, and we'll talk to you next week from Lumen.
Our live
live coverage of Jackson area football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com is brought to you by Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffey Softwater, Aeroquip Credit Union, Grimes Plumbing, Trips Collision Centers, Performance Automotive Northwest, Ghost Energy Drink and Ghost Hydration, Wolverine Seal Coating, Will Be Transit Mix, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, The Protection Center, Alro Metals and Plastics, Avenue Auto, Able Heating and Cooling, and Fuller's Chem Dry.